I'm happy to talk about one of our sponsors, great sponsor, good friend, Vinny Brand, owns the Stress Factory in New Brunswick. The website is stressfactory.com. Vinny Brand runs one of the great comedy clubs, honestly, in the country. Not only does he have A-list comics coming in almost every single week, but the show is great. The food is fantastic. The staff, the service, there's parking right next door. If you've not discovered the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, you've got to get there. Go to stressfactory.com and buy your tickets. It's a great night out, reasonable cost, absolutely hilarious entertainment, great food and hospitality. Stressfactory.com.
This is Jay Black, and I'm urging you to join my friends at Flemington Car and Truck Country for their third annual Black Friday sales event this Friday and Saturday, November 24th and 25th. Take advantage of clearance pricing and low financing on top of all current incentives on 16 brands, plus over 500 available certified pre-owned, with special discounts on remaining 2017s and select pre-owned vehicles. As a bonus, lease or finance any newer certified pre-owned vehicle in their inventory, and Flemington Car and Truck Country will make your first month's payment up to $500. Certain restrictions apply, so please see them for details. Enjoy DJ entertainment and raffles all day Friday, and for the early risers, buy and take delivery of any in-stock vehicle Friday morning 8 a.m. until noon and receive a complimentary iPad mini. The two-day Black Friday sales event at all 8 Flemington Car and Truck Country locations on routes 202 and 31 in Flemington. Call 1-800-FLEMINGTON or see their inventory at flemington.com. iPad retail value $399. Apple is not a participant or sponsor of this promotion.
Hey guys, welcome back to Speaking Millennial. I am Bill Spadia here with my very able co-hosts, Jay Black and Jessica Nutt. Hey. Hey guys,
I feel like that's overstating.
I'm used to saying good morning to you.
Abel, you're used to, you know, it's funny you say that because I do that now when I get to chasing.
I'm like, hey, good morning.
I say good morning and it's like noon. Yeah.
I say good night, guys, to everybody I meet because I'm used to doing it from stand up. Like, hey, yeah. Have a good night.
Oh, coffee's great.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a triple what shot happens vanilla is like, latte.
It's really good.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, we have a guest. Yeah. So Peyton Taylor is with us, the one of the rising country stars. Now, here's the interesting thing about Peyton. She is from New Jersey, South Jersey, so like Eagles country.
Yes.
And she joins us now, but she spent her time in Nashville. Hey, Peyton, how are you?
Hey, how are you doing?
So are you in Nashville right now?
I am. I am in Nashville, and today is actually a day off. Well, not really off. For me, but I live about 30 minutes outside the city, so yeah, that's where I am right now.
We're gonna make this podcast feel like work for you.
Oh gosh, okay.
I'm kidding. So as I said, Jay Black is an enormous country music fan.
Well, you know,
in addition to being a an iconic local comic,
I like music. No, I mean, I enjoy it. I like, listen,
Jessica, you are a country music
fan.
You
guys could probably talk about Billy Joel, right? I mean, I feel like Taylor Swift got me into country music, so it would be a stretch.
Oh, so this is like 4 weeks and a day from yesterday that we're recording this.
What?
I don't know.
This is coming out on Wednesday, Bill.
Yeah.
It is?
Yes.
Oh, I thought we were like recording ahead for a month.
It's good. It's timely. We can talk about the CMAs. Do you know what that means?
No, what is that?
Jay does.
CMA, that's I had a shot for that once.
Right. Isn't that like a procedure you go through when you turn 50?
I had a particularly good night one year when I was 22 and I had to get a shot of penicillin for my CMA.
So what are the CMAs?
Country Music Awards.
Oh, all right. See, yeah. I got that.
You didn't see one headline on Twitter?
Literally, no. I have been so engrossed in the election that the only thing I do know, since this is now that I know this is coming out next
election
week.
Election was Tuesday. It's Friday.
Yes, that's true. But
he's
also
just
know.
Recovering. It's all right.
Look, this is my favorite time of year. Mm-hmm. I feel really good about this time of year. Peyton, sorry about that. I got distracted. The CMAs. What was I going to say? Oh, I know. Taylor Swift has a new album that came out today.
Yes.
Are you impressed that I knew that?
No,
because no, like you'd have
you
to
work
live
around
a rock.
Millennials. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Did you know that, Jay?
Taylor who?
So Peyton, is Taylor Swift like, she's not country, right?
Okay, so now I think the general consensus is no. However, interesting turn of events, a song that got an award at the CMAs called Better Man that was sung by Little Big Town was written by Taylor Swift. So she won an award at the show, while she has changed over genres, which I think is pretty impressive.
What is her genre, though? I don't even know.
Pop.
Pop?
Mm-hmm.
It's a, but it's, if I'm not mistaken.
Jay, you look very confused.
Here's what I know about Taylor Swift, if I'm not mistaken. She was sort of created by her family, right? Didn't her family, like, move to Nashville when she was, like, 14?
Speaking of,
what?
Kate and Taylor moved to Nashville from Jersey.
But no, but that's, I'm not saying that that's a
it's
bad
a valid
thing.
Point.
To pursue her country music career.
No, what I'm saying is like, she was built by her dad. Didn't her dad, like, buy her first album or something? I don't know.
I don't know anything about Taylor Swift.
I'm just going from what I've heard.
So and you Peyton, think she gets no credit?
Well, it's not that she gets no credit because there's, you know, certainly Rebecca's Black's dad bought her a music video and it didn't really work out well for her.
So Peyton, is that a good comparison?
Well,
not Rebecca Black.
No relation, by the way.
I have to say, I remember Rebecca Black from I was in middle school when that phenomenon.
Yeah, I thought it was his cousin. Who was Rebecca Black?
We were shaken for about a whole year from that Friday video. But anyway,
wait, hang on. Just Peyton, they don't know who Rebecca Black is. Black.
I have no idea who Rebecca Black is.
Friday.
Peyton, could you sing it so I may recognize it?
It's Friday, gotta get down. Well, it starts out, 7 a.m., getting up in the morning, gotta be fresh, gotta
Jessica,
go
does that help you?
No, is this a recent song?
No, it's like 10 years ago. It's like one of the biggest hits ever on YouTube.
Really? I have never heard of this song.
It was.
I never heard of it.
And this girl, now she travels the country and talks about internet bullying because nobody was bullied more than Rebecca Black. It was like she was her dad purchased her like a video in one of those video making factories.
And that's all she ever wanted for her career was to just tour around and talk to crowds. So,
well, I mean, it worked out. Well, everyone, literally.
Rebecca Black thing, she was my age. Not my age now. We were about the same age when that was released. I don't know what year she was born, but if you think of the internet troll that exists, and there are internet trolls hiding behind keyboards all over the world. Probably
I'm looking at one right now. Jay Black. Looking at one right here. No relation to Rebecca, apparently.
You might know me by my Twitter handle, shutupanddiefeminize37.
At first, it was really funny. And then I had to kind of, once all of these death threats and things started coming to this girl, I had to just take a second and put myself in her shoes. Because... yes, there was a company that you could kind of go to, and the company that they used, they would kind of produce you a catchy song and throw a little rap in the middle and then produce a video around it, put it on YouTube. And I just have to think of this girl who had a dream to want to make music and, you know, just maybe listen to the advice of someone and did this and thinking it would be great. And she was young, and it hit the interwebs, you could say, yeah. Went viral.
Oh my God, that's what Jerry calls it.
Had to go into hiding pretty much for years.
It's
really
a real shame.
My heart.
And is anybody, you know, listen, I'm in the entertainment industry, so I know thirst, let me tell you. When you're walking through the mall and someone goes, wow, you got a look. Have you ever thought about being a model? Your brain goes, oh, validation. This is something. Yes, I have thought about being a model. Let's set this up.
Don't you think like half the sexual harassment suits started just that way?
I think so. I think Harvey Weinstein jumps out from a potted plant and goes, starts. Hey, you want to be a movie star?
Yeah. You look pretty good.
But you only hear the compliment. You only hear like, oh, I do look pretty good. And I would love, honestly, to be a model. Let's get that set up. And you don't hear the next part, which is that'll be $1,800 for headshots. And like you, right. That's the fine print. And I think that's what happened to this Rebecca Black girl. She's like, hey, you should be a pop star. Say that to any, if you go to my daughter right now.
But wait. Say, I thought her dad did the thing. I thought her dad bought her the album, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, listen, I plan on being a wealthy, uninvolved father. That is my goal. So that when my daughter comes to me and goes, dad, I've never received any love or affection from you. Could you cut me a check? That's how I'm going to interact with my daughter. So I don't blame the father. He didn't do any research. But I think that Taylor Swift, if I just to bring it back around, Taylor Swift is the successful version of Rebecca Black. Is that fair to say?
So here, in my opinion, is the difference. And I'll even put my parents into this melting pot too. I'm so thankful that there are parents who go to bat and say, my kid has a dream, and then does crazy and wild things.
See, like, I love this perspective.
And leave everything that they know to go help help their child pursue something. And Taylor Swift did the same thing. She actually moved from the Northeast, like us, and came to, coincidentally, and this wasn't the reason we moved to this town specifically, but moved to the same town that I am in now. My sister went to the same high school when we moved that she did and her family did, and they just kind of hit the ground running. Taylor Swift was really well informed with, you know, what was going on in town. And not only did she keep her ear to the pavement because she was very smart, she utilized social media and MySpace, that ancient artifact MySpace, to create this brand for herself when no one was ever talking about that.
But it wasn't country, right? Like, when did she make the switch?
No, she came up in country.
Taylor Swift.
She has chops that I think are undeniable, songwriting chops. She can write pretty much whatever genre I think she wants to, and she started out writing just very sweet, innocent songs when she got together, and for those of you who aren't super familiar with the writing process here in Nashville is very unique in that there is something called co-writing. I just did a session yesterday where you'll bring an idea to the table and sit with another writer, and you'll pour out your heart and soul in a room with a stranger and walk out with a song about 3 hours later.
So Jay pretty much does that every podcast. He pours out his heart and soul, then we go through a whole... So is it like a therapy session writing a song?
Come out with a podcast.
It is. And Taylor was young and, you know, was still in high school, and she brought these very sweet, innocent ideas to the table to one writer who is, I'm a huge fan of. They collaborated a lot. Her name's Liz Rose. And they just struck magic together, the two of them. She knew what she wanted to say, and I think that's what really sets apart Taylor from someone who just kind of found a song and did a music video of people dancing about days of the week.
Peyton, what about you? Like, how does this what's your process? I mean, how long have you been down there, first of all?
I'm going on 5 years now, and they call it the 10-year town, so it's the halfway mark.
Halfway done.
Things are looking okay.
How was hanging with Joe Piscopo?
Oh, my gosh. He had, I think I got a six-pack just from laughing so much. And it's gone now. But I definitely got a six-pack that weekend laughing. He is incredible. And he kind of made my dad's dreams come true because he was calling us up to the booth. And let me set the scene for you at the parade, the Columbus Day Parade, when I met him. It was raining, if you remember. The weather was horrible, but we made it out there, and I was there with my dad and my manager, who was in a boot because he broke his foot during Hurricane Harvey. Very long story. But we're out there in the rain.
Wait, who broke their foot? Your dad or your manager? Or Joe Piscopo?
My manager.
Right.
So, funny part, there were three Joes that day. Joe Piscopo, my father, Joe Kosha, and my manager, Joe. But we call him Texas Joe.
Wait. I got to stop you there, Peyton. Your dad is Joe Kosha?
Yes. Why is he wanted for a
no, while? No. But you're Peyton Taylor. Like, should you be Peyton Kosha?
So another interesting side note, my birthday.
CJ, the things that my brain picks up on.
I figured that kosher isn't exactly the most country name.
You know, kosher. Like, it's kosher with me. See what I did there?
Kind of lazy. It sounds like kosher, but I think it's kosher.
Right. Kosher food? I love kosher food.
Exactly.
Did you pick Taylor, or was it like a middle name? Peyton Taylor Kosher.
So Taylor was my first name at birth. Peyton was a name that I always liked, and my mom had
Taylor
liked
Kosher.
The name too, because she watched the show Savannah while she was pregnant with me, a little bit of a time warp, and apparently Peyton, the character Peyton on the show, was this evil, conniving little biatch. I'm going to really set
so she
everything.
Named you that?
And she was like,
so that was the inspiration. So wait, you should be Taylor Kosher.
I just thought her dad was a big Chicago Bears fan, and he's named after Walter Payton. That's what I That's what I just assumed.
Let's go with that.
Yeah, I think that's a better
story. Let's go with that. Yeah.
Yeah, you're good at dodging. Such impressive knowledge. You're good at dodging all of the people tackling you in the music industry. That's what I'll go with.
Well, I mean, yeah, actually, Peyton, it does mean warrior in some old ancient Irish language. So I think it's pretty fitting.
Warrior in Celtic. I love it.
Yeah. J is an old fashioned word that means the letter J. A lot of people don't know that.
Interesting.
All right. So what's next now? So is it like Cutthroat? Is this like Hollywood? Is it Everyone Hates Everyone Else? How does this work in Nashville?
Yes.
Bring us to Nashville.
No, regardless.
I have been to Nashville. I just want y'all to know.
Y'all?
Did I just say that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Just so y'all know, I
just channeled my one visit to Nashville.
Without being cynical or in any way, I just want to say, regardless of what Peyton says here, the answer is yes, it is a cesspool of hatred for everyone and themselves.
When was the last time you were there?
Because I've been in every single entertainment industry in the world. No one goes into it because they're filled with a good feeling inside.
Do you know what I noticed?
What?
Pawn shops. Pawn shops and banks.
No, it's like the Bachelorette Paradise, like go-to spot. No, I've never been, but I hear like it's the best party town. It's better than Las Vegas.
I've been there a couple of times to play the Zanies.
Really?
And everyone likes it.
There's a Zanies.
How's the barbecue? Peyton?
Okay, so
sorry. Peyton, what is it actually like?
So we all have our opinions, obviously.
Cutthroat or barbecue?
I'm cutthroat about my barbecue.
Yeah, and you can't have a good barbecue unless you cut something's throat.
Something has to die
to have a barbecue.
I see what you did there. Well, barbecue's pretty good down here. My family's here. We still cook the good Northeast recipes. That's what I grew up on, basically. It was baby bottles and then manigot. So that's
manigot. Did you hear that?
Manicotti.
Manigot.
Did you hear that? It's not manicotti.
It's a very particular.
That would be so good right now, huh?
Wouldn't that be great?
Yes, that sounds so good.
with some ricotta cheese,
yeah.
Or is that rigot?
It's
ricotta.
Manicotti with rigot.
Manicotti with ricotta. That's how you say it.
Why do the Italians make words sound really unappetizing?
I
because manicotti does not sound good.
I don't know. I don't
do
know
you
why
agree?
They.
That's a really good question because when I was learning how to read, we would go over to my great-grandmother's house, and I would try to pronounce these words as I was being taught in school, and then I would get a little smack on the behind and be like, not biscotti, it's biscotti, get it
biscotti.
Right.
Biscotti, right. Or prosciutto. I hate that. Prosciutto.
Prosciutto, yeah.
For prosciutto.
Yeah, it sounds like somebody who...
Or gabagol.
Yeah, which actually...
You know what gabagol is?
I'm not spelling that.
Prosciutto's the only one in my house that's pronounced that way.
Well, what would your parents say?
The rest, like biscotti, we'd say biscotti.
Right.
Manicotti.
Gabagol is capicola. That's how you would spell it.
Yeah.
Now, in New Jersey, they have a thing called hamicola, which is really just...
I'm a big fan.
Just disgusting.
Big fan of Pepsi-Cola.
Capicola is
gabagol.
What?
Yeah, gabagol.
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 I think it's because there's so much mafia involved.
They're
used to just coming up with like names that like, hey, get
it's
the gabagol.
It's kind of like Cockney rhyming slang,
yeah.
But in Italian.
Every Italian is assuming a government agent is listening to their conversation, so they just have to...
Is Peyton, are you Italian?
Yes. Half Italian,
God,
half Irish.
This is therapy for all of us.
Yeah.
How many Italians do you think there are in country music?
I don't know.
Oh.
Like, are you not allowed to tell people you're Italian in this business? They run you right out?
No. It's actually a topic of big conversation because I'll bring it up and then everyone looks around and goes, oh, wow. And then they'll make an announcement. Oh, my gosh, we have an Italian here. That's what they say.
Italian. Of course.
Wait, yeah. Well, why?
Ask me about sauce and things. I don't know.
You mean gravy?
I say... Look, we call it gravy. You're going to really disagree with me, but I make gravy. I put gravy on pasta.
Right, red gravy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I get
exactly.
It. Tomato gravy.
But that's a very foreign concept, and sometimes it's better just to say, yeah, sauce, ragu.
I think there might be a door open here for, like, Italian-flavored country songs. You know, like,
yes.
This Christmas we only had 3 fishes by Peyton.
Yeah, missing fishes.
Yeah, we're missing fishes.
Missing fishes.
Missing fishes. That could be the name of your first album. How about it?
Missing fishes. Yeah.
Missing fishes. I love it.
You would have to replace the fish with the fish here, which is catfish.
Well, you know, what rhymes with Manigut?
Catfish.
Like, let's rhyme Manigut. Let's write the song with Peyton, I think.
Manigut, fishes I have not.
Fishes I have
not. I got some Manigut, but fishes I have not.
Sounds like a Jimmy Buffett song.
Stepped on a Pop-Tart. ate my big Manigut. I think that works.
What did we say the title was?
Was it?
What did we say the title of the album was?
Christmas Without Fishes.
Christmas Without Fishes.
Yeah.
And they, God, it's sad. I'm sad already. You need to work in drunk, a dog, and a pickup.
Yeah. That's well, we got a dog here. I feel
there
like...
There is a dog. Gigi is here.
Gigi's here. We could get one of us drunk. I can't do it unless you...
I have beer
drunk
in the fridge.
Power.
I have beer in the fridge.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, after the coffee.
And there's a trucker right out there. You got your new Jeep. So we have a country song right here.
So
the Holy Trinity. You have the whole
right. Isn't that right? A dog, yeah. A pickup truck,
mm-hmm.
And booze.
And for some parts of Alabama, you need a sister and a wife, and you only need one girl.
See, Peyton, he always takes it to a dark place.
Oh
yeah.
Oh,
I want to know
right off the map into the drainage ditch. Yeah,
that's where I live, Peyton.
What's up?
So I want to know how cutthroat Nashville is.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Jessica just brought us back to where we were 10 minutes ago. Yeah. Thank you. Yes.
I want to know about Nashville. The catfights.
Well, so I would have to say, when you get down to the writing community, people are pretty encouraging of one another because there's so much collaboration in songwriting. When one of your buddies who you wrote a song with goes on and wins an award, it's pretty awesome because you're all kind of coming up together in this like graduating class of writers, of kids who just sang in their bedrooms with like
Jay
a
Jay is shaking his head like comics do not have the same vibe.
We don't have that. No, we have the was it Gore Vidal line where it's the only thing worse than having something bad happen to me is having something good happen to someone else. And that is how my entire community is, like a group of Black Widow spiders that tell jokes. We don't do work and play well with others. So I mean, it's nice, but you know, like, here's a question for you, and it's a two-part question about country music. One annoys me. I don't like this trend of attractive country male singers. You know, like the
Sam Hunt.
Of course,
Sam Hunt.
He's so attractive.
Yeah, they all have abs and cowboy hats. I'm not a big fan of that. Number two, have you met Toby Keith? And is his belt buckle enormous? Because I feel like it would be.
Okay, so I'll start off with Toby Keith. No, I've never met Toby Keith, but he's manly. You know, he just walks out and he's like, I'm gonna sing about solo cups.
Yeah, he's garrulous. He's a garrulous.
No, you just have to kind of bow and just like, yes, Toby will, you know, he's such a presence. So I've never met Toby, but I'm sure I can check with my sources and get back to you on that one.
I just want to say I admire Toby Keith because as someone, I'd like to be able to gain weight but still look like, you know, like he gains weight in that way where it's like he's become, you know, he's like a,
he becomes more masculine.
He becomes more masculine.
Wouldn't you want to not gain weight that way? Because then you would, why stop gaining weight?
But that's exactly, well, I mean, I guess you hit the point where you're like, you know.
Well, how did he gain his weight? Is he lifting or is he eating?
He's wrangling. I think he wrangles. And then plays guitar. And I think you know when you there's a natural point where you know where to stop eating, Jessica, and that's when they take one of your feet for diabetes. When they cut a foot off, that's God's way of saying.
I would hope you would realize before then.
And no, listen, there's certain natural things.
Why did you say
things.
That in such a lecturing way,
yeah.
too?
Yeah.
Like Jessica.
Everybody
like
knows.
It was scolding almost.
When the foot comes off.
Stop eating, to eat less, Jessica.
Yeah. No, that's your body's way of telling you that it's time to slow down.
What is a country music rising star's diet?
Manigut.
Manigut, right.
Manigut, lots of, let's see.
There isn't even an effective way to spell Manigut.
At the top, right? once you first get going, lots of rejection. That's a solid part of your, you know,
you feed on rejection. Breakfast. I love that. I'll have rejection with a side of whiskey.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Welcome to my world, Bill.
Just breakfast. Rejection. That's the biggest word you hear. And I mean, with comedy, everything, when you first get started, you hear no a lot. And it gets to a point when you hear a yes and you're like, excuse me, what did you say? And any person you talk to, you know, came to town with a guitar and a dream and just went through a buffet of no's. And it just kind of...
I kind of feel like Peyton is writing a song right now.
That's right. Buffet of no's.
A buffet of
being
no's.
Being lulled by her voice right now.
Jessica's like snapping, like yeah, hey, let's go. All right.
Great.
So did we get a picture of that Sam Hunt? Did you find them?
Is he good? I lost the train on it. I lost the thread.
Like immediately,
they
right?
all look the same, though. They all
I
have,
get
like,
distracted
white t-shirts.
Very easily. Honest to God, I am now thinking about Manigat.
I'm thinking about taking Manigat and throwing it at
Sam Hunt.
You
know what I'm really thinking about? I'm thinking about pickled pig's feet.
Oh.
That was my nickname in high school.
Oh,
here comes old
Peyton. Have you ever had
feet?
That?
No, I haven't had that delicacy. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's a big Italian thing.
Sam Hunt is wearing t-shirts in all these pictures.
Yeah, that's all they do is they wear t-shirts. Guy super attractive?
Hold on.
Let me see.
Who is this guy, first of all? Is he a country singer?
Let me see.
He is a country singer, and
he's a country star.
He does a lot of writing.
So he's got a beard.
Now, in this one, he doesn't. In this one, he looks like every single person
now.
In Brooklyn.
Like Justin Timberlake.
He has a beard now.
Now, hold on a second. Justin Timberlake.
Who did I just insult by making that reference?
Justin, JT is a is an incomparable talent. I don't know this Sam Hunt guy, but look, he's wearing a baseball
what's the
hat
S for?
For probably Sam Hunt, because he's a douche.
Oh, right.
But JT.
I should get a big B.
Yeah, oh, and I should get a big A-H, so everyone knows. Just save people time. Okay, I see. Look here you can see his
Peyton, we're down. We're down
here.
An ugly road here. We've gone down a path.
Oh, no.
Here, would you like to hear something that you'll just go, holy crap! With it. So
yes.
Sam Hunt is a writer. He writes a lot of songs, and like Taylor Swift, a lot of the songs that he's written is not just for himself; they're also for others.
So he is not only a writer; he's a giver.
Yes, he is a giver.
I didn't think that's what she was going to say. I thought she was
going to
talk
was
about
that?
How he was played Major League Baseball.
Did he?
I think so, right?
He did? I don't know that, but I do.
All right,
know
go to the Google. Jay, can you look that up, please?
I'm too.
We need a bio on Sam Hunt, please.
I'm too in the orbit of his attractiveness.
All right, so Jay is
stuck in his cheekbones.
Jay is mesmerized by how good looking Sam Hunt is. Meanwhile, before this podcast, I had no idea who Sam Hunt was.
You know what? His brother Mike was in every single one of my classes when a substitute teacher was in. So, I mean, I found him a star ahead of time. That's an old... Yeah,
that's really old.
Every 40-year-old really plus in the room went, yeah, I remember good old Mike
that.
Hunt.
Got that.
Jay's going to go home later and be like, I made such a funny joke today that no one got.
You know what's funny, Peyton? Jay is a professional comic.
it's shocking to me.
Sorry, so Peyton, what's the next project you got?
Well, on the horizon for the past year, since I moved here, I started writing songs a bunch, but it takes a while, like with comics, finding what it is that you want to say and kind of what it is that sets you apart. Because if you don't, then you end up with something like Rebecca Black Friday. You just get something from somebody and throw it together, and it's not really you, and then sometimes you have to go into hiding for years on end. So, with that being said, I've been writing a bunch, and in the past year, I've been working with two awesome producers. They're songwriters as well, so we've been writing a bunch of material, getting down to what it is that we want to come out with a record. And, they have George Strait cut, Easton Corbin cuts. I mean, you know George Strait, right?
I've heard of George Strait.
Okay, he's a good-looking man. Talk about a good-looking man. He's a good-looking man.
So country singers are just better-looking by nature, is that it?
See, but in the old days, they all looked like, you know, they looked like the songs they were singing. They looked like a broken pickup truck. They looked like a basset hound with an eye missing. This is what I miss from country music because I could at least go, I'm doing better than that guy. But now they get
it's up. It's not relatable anymore.
And they're singing about their lives. And
you're saying they're too good looking.
I'm looking at them going, you know, you can't sing a country song that involves a moisturizer because you're obviously putting that on your face to have such supple skin. I want ugly country music back. In fact, that's my new Sirius XM radio channel. Ugly Country.
Ugly Country.
Programmed by Jay Black. Only ugly people.
Go ahead, Peyton.
Make country ugly again.
Wow, you know what? I like that.
You know what? That's the first.
I like that.
If Trump got on that, I might get on that bandwagon.
Make country ugly again.
The girls in country music have never been ugly.
Well, that's different.
That's
stereotypically.
True.
That's different. Because I'm a sexist.
You definitely are.
Let me mansplain this to you.
Let me explain to you why female attractiveness is different than male attractiveness. No, of course I would include ugly female singers on my my J Black Ugly Country channel. I'm not a sexist, Bill.
Oh, thank you. I have a chance to make it.
Oh, stop, Peyton. How dare you? You would not be on my channel. I'm looking at George Strait. He's old.
You've got Jay now Googling all male country singers.
Wait, so you're...
And whatever list he's on, someone's like, Jay's...
You're like into the
Jay's
Silver
off the
Foxes
rails today.
Here in George Strait. This is George Silver Fox Strait.
Nice.
He's an older dude here, right?
I didn't think he was that old.
He looks like he's running for...
Is country as scandalous as everything else in the entertainment world? Except for Hallmark movies?
There's probably a little more scandal than Hallmark, but I think all in all, I have to say, I'm not just saying this to be biased, I think our artists are pretty smart, because a lot of them are writers, not saying that other genres aren't, but I mean, we got some pretty awesome people on this side, I have to say.
Tara, tell me about your accent. Now, South Jersey, if you ask anyone who lives north of 95 or north of 195 in New Jersey, they're going to say you're a bunch of hicks.
True.
Right? Even like Mount Laurel, Cherry Hill hicks.
I'm the guy who has a change.org petition to try to get the north and South Jersey, you know, line. That petition's mine. But yeah.
If you were to look at the people up north, you'd be like, no, we're different.
There is a difference.
You don't want to be like those people.
I would agree. There's a difference. But your accent, like, I mean, I grew up in South Jersey. I had to really undo the accent. Here's why. Things like water.
Water.
It's not a word.
Water
is not a word.
I say water.
Water. Water.
No, well, I say water.
And then there's...
I made a whole bit out of that, by the way. And somebody called today on the station a week ago and complimented me on my performance at that VFW.
The one
that was my best show yet.
That we were at together?
Yes, the one I opened for you.
And you made fun of water?
I opened with water.
Is that the one that...
I made fun of the crowd, and they loved it.
Is that the one that, to be generous, did not have a tremendous number of people at it? Or is that the one that with my father-in-law?
No, that was the one with your father-in-law
that
was sold out.
That was
which one had not had a...
The one that...
we've done a couple of those.
After the CMC Music Festival.
Oh, my God. Yeah. What, like eight people? That was
There was an End of Tumbleweed, I believe, who did not pay.
The double we did not pay.
That was the one where a woman heckled me after you left for making fun of Trump.
What?
Really?
I made some Trump jokes and there was a woman who was like,
there were 11 people there. I counted while I was on stage.
I was talking about the VFW hall, the one for my father.
Oh, I had to go.
Yeah, you weren't there.
Well, did you not know that was a Trump crowd? I mean, I was playing in my base there.
Yeah, but listen, my Trump jokes, you can go a lot further than my Trump jokes. I mean, you can go into the land of the orange sociopath. I don't go there.
You don't go there.
I just make a light.
I think Nashville is Trump country.
I do a dusting. I do
Peyton?
It. No, it's not. Peyton just said that they're smart in Nashville, so obviously it's not Trump country.
See what happens? She's staying out of it, though.
You know,
she's being political. I get it.
Here during the election, and I have to say that it was interesting because a lot of the suburbs of Nashville are a bit more rural, and there were a lot of Trump signs out on these farms.
I think too.
I had to drive.
Country is conservative.
I just assume that any sign that has a misspelling is a Trump sign. Doesn't matter what it's for. If I see like a backwards R or like an S that doesn't look quite right, that's a 5. I go, oh no, that's a Trump sign. That obviously he's in favor of Trump.
Backwards S.
Backwards S. that's okay. Doesn't matter what it's for.
I've lost the thread. Where was I on this whole conversation? Oh, your next song.
Oh yeah, the new album.
Yep, that's what we're working on now. I've been in these writing rooms, which are, if you can picture them, they're just kind of like dark cells away from humanity, and writing them for the past year. But it's been a lot of fun, and I've had to really kind of get down to the nitty gritty of, oh gosh, I'm going to put music out, but I don't want to just put music out. I want to put music out that has something that I want to say and that I feel like is myself.
Oh, so I know. Wait, sorry to cut you off, Peyton. The accent. That's where I was going.
The accent. The accent. Where did it come
did
from?
Did you have to drop a Jersey accent, like words like water, and then figure out how to talk Southern drawl? And then now that you've been in Nashville for 5 years, you just, it's natural.
It came to you like
organically. I never had to drop one. We've actually done some research on this, like looking deep into the family home video archive. And I think it's because I did theater when I was really young. I auditioned for Walnut Street Theater in Philly and just kind of did that whole circuit when I was little because I had no friends and would sit and watch movie musicals and learn the words before I could read.
Separated at birth.
Yeah, we should have been not friends together when we were younger.
So, I mean, I would have kids over from kindergarten and put Fiddler on the Roof in the VHS player and then they just look at me like, why are you playing this? And then they'd never come over again, and I didn't realize why they didn't come over until I was older. But that's besides the point. I never had it. My dad has it really strong. My mom claims she doesn't have it. She does.
Strong. How do you spell that? How do you spell strong?
35 letters in that word.
That's a long word. I feel like there's like O's and A's. Anyway, go ahead.
In what word?
Strong. We're analyzing your accent is what we're doing. I'm trying to figure out how much Jersey is still in that accent.
She's like, what accent? I don't have an accent.
I don't think it would come out until you cut her off in traffic. That's usually when the Jersey starts to emerge.
That's it.
Hey, can I make a suggestion to you, Peyton, for the new album?
Yes.
Okay, listen. I get a lot of flack here for bringing up Billy Joel too much.
Oh, God. Here we go.
But I'm going to say that Garth Brooks scored a major hit with a cover of Billy Joel's Shameless. So I believe if you go into Billy Joel's back catalog and do a country version of, I don't know, Where's the Orchestra from 1982's Nylon Curtain, I think that that's a song that is ready for a comeback, little country twang on it, and boom, you just made the top 40. That's the number they use, Bill, in radio.
I mean,
top 40?
Said we
top
40. Do something Italian here on the podcast, so we could like grab some scenes from an Italian restaurant and see how mainstream we could get that to go, and you know, have like an 8-minute track.
That's absolutely. Hey, listen, bottle of red, bottle of white, whatever kind of mood you're in tonight, let's make that happen.
All right, Peyton, when are you coming to Jersey again?
Well, probably once the record is complete. That's my goal. Unless any family members decide. That we have to go back up there.
I thought you were going to say decide to die.
That's what
I thought you were going to say.
It was like
if I have a family member that dies, I'll be there.
Decides to grow.
Oh, God.
What it sounded like.
Right?
That too, but hopefully not under those circumstances. But we go back and forth quite a bit. And my grandma actually snowbirds to Ocean City, so we still have a tie back there.
Snowbirds to Ocean City. It's cold in the winter.
Yeah.
Wait, snowbirds, so in the summer?
Snowbirds.
Yeah.
Like from Nashville? Does it snow in Nashville?
Nashville during the winter.
Am I not following? Oh, got it.
Okay. Snowbirds down to Nashville from Ocean City.
Up since 3. Oh.
Yeah.
So have you. Yeah, okay.
I've been up since 1 this afternoon, so don't
Jessica's
look at
been
me.
Up since what, 11? Yesterday.
Yeah. Yesterday.
Yesterday.
Yeah, that's a lot. You're,
that's not good. All right, Peyton, so you're going to let us know when you're here. We'll have you on the radio.
Absolutely.
And just play a little bit of whatever your next hit is going to be. It was great to talk to you. Where can people find you? Where are you on Twitter?
They can find me at Peyton Taylor 129, and it's PayTon, and my mom says it's because she pays a ton for me. Love you, Mom. So it's PayTon Taylor 129.
Awesome. Thanks, Peyton.
Thanks, Peyton.
We'll talk soon. You take care.
Thank you.
Right, that was the rising star. The great, the iconic Jersey to Nashville, Peyton Taylor.
I love having the guests on because they have to be like nice and friendly the whole time because they want to like, they like our platform and everything. And then I start to talk and you can hear them pausing and going like, yeah.
They're like, didn't we have a topic to go
and
over?
And they're counting.
Wait, did we have a topic?
They're counting to 10.
I sent her the eyelash story. We'll do it with Nicole. We'll do it, Nicole. She'll be perfect.
We'll do that with Nicole. Yeah. All right.
But I feel bad for them that they have to like try to maintain equanimity during my talking.
Interesting. Here's what I'm watching right now, the clock. 37 minutes.
But you don't
minutes.
Think that's for us, too?
Oh, no, you guys are beyond that. I'd be like, you still
Jessica
have a little
went bit. Right to the phone the minute you started talking. Are you talking, kidding?
You have a little bit of friendliness left
all
in
right,
you.
All right, follow me on Twitter, at Bill Spadia. Follow Jessica, at Chasing Jess Nut, and you'll find Jay. You'll see him at a comedy club somewhere.
He's sad.
Yay.